Video streaming services are hitting a wall. Here's how they hope to keep growing. I'm Jeff Colvin of Fortune Magazine with the Fortune Business Update. Netflix shocked Wall Street when it recently announced it had lost 200,000 subscribers in the latest quarter and expects to lose another 2 million in the next few months. Netflix's share price plunged 35%, and the shares of other major competitors, including Disney, also fell significantly. It isn't that people don't like streaming. On the contrary, they love it. But there's a limit to how much TV anyone can watch. The Nielsen ratings firm says Americans watched nearly 15 million years, yes, years, of streaming video last year. And there's a limit to how much money consumers will pay as streamers raise their subscription prices. That's why the next trend will be streaming services with commercials at a much lower monthly price. Netflix, Disney Plus, NBC's Peacock, and others are offering them or thinking about it. I'm Jeff Colvin.